Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Flip the Script, Getting People to Think Your Idea is Their Idea, by Oren Claff, is a practical persuasion and communication book focused on what happens after you have someone's attention, but before you have their commitment. Building on the author's background in high-stakes pitching and deal-making, the book argues that many smart proposals fail, not because the idea is weak, but because the conversation is framed in a way that triggers resistance. Claff emphasizes that people protect their autonomy and status, so direct pushing often backfires. Instead, he offers a set of conversational tools designed to reduce defensiveness, create curiosity, and guide others to arrive at the conclusion you want while feeling ownership of it. The core promise is simple. You can influence more effectively by changing how you ask, challenge, and position, rather than by adding more facts. The tone is tactical and behavior-focused, aiming to help readers operate confidently in meetings, negotiations, and everyday moments of persuasion. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the core problem, people resist being persuaded. A central idea in the book is that resistance is often a predictable human response rather than a rational critique of your proposal. When someone senses they are being sold, managed, corrected, or cornered, they may push back to protect their independence, their competence, or their social standing. Claff frames persuasion as a status and control dynamic. The harder you try to convince, the more you invite the other person to defend, the more you invite the other person to defend their position. This helps explain why adding more data or repeating your point can make outcomes worse. The book encourages readers to recognize the moment when a discussion shifts from exploring to defending, because that is when influence tends to stall. Instead of battling objections head-on, the goal becomes changing the interaction so the other party can stay in control while still moving toward your desired outcome. This topic sets up the rest of the method by clarifying that effective influence is less about winning arguments and more about shaping the conditions under which agreement can happen. It is an approach aimed at reducing friction, preserving rapport, and turning a skeptical listener into an engaged participant. Secondly, frame control, shaping how the conversation is interpreted. Claff is known for emphasizing frames, the mental structures people use to interpret what is happening in an interaction. In Flip the Script, the focus is on shifting the frame so you are not chasing approval or explaining yourself from a weak position. The book suggests that whoever sets the frame often sets the outcome, because the frame determines what counts as relevant, who is evaluating whom, and what the decision criteria should be. Practical guidance centers on maintaining composure, avoiding reactive over-explaining, and steering the discussion back to the context that benefits your idea. Rather than treating a meeting as a simple transfer of information, the book treats it as a negotiation of meaning. Is your proposal a risky ask or an obvious opportunity? A favor you want or a challenge you can handle? An attempt to impress or an invitation to collaborate? By learning to recognize when you have been pulled into someone else's frame, you can regain direction without escalating conflict. This topic is especially useful for sales, leadership, and interviewing scenarios where subtle power shifts can cause capable people to sound uncertain or defensive. Thirdly, questions that lead. Guiding others to your conclusion, a major technique in the book is using questions not as polite prompts, but as steering mechanisms that encourage the other person to build the argument themselves. The promise is that people trust conclusions more when they believe they reach them independently. Instead of presenting a polished pitch and hoping it lands, Claff encourages designing dialogue where the listener supplies key reasoning steps, identifies gaps in their current approach, and articulates the value of your solution. This is not about manipulation through tricks, it is about structuring conversation to create genuine insight and buy-in. The book highlights the difference between asking for approval and asking for evaluation, between yes-seeking and curiosity-building. It also emphasizes sequencing. Early questions should lower pressure and raise interest, while later questions narrow options and clarify trade-offs. In practice, this can look like exploring priorities, constraints, and risks in a way that makes your recommendation feel like the natural answer. This topic is relevant for managers aligning stakeholders, founders selling vision, and anyone trying to introduce change in environments where direct persuasion triggers political or emotional resistance. Fourthly, diffusing objections by changing the game. Not arguing the point, objections are often treated as problems to be defeated with counterarguments. Claff positions them instead as signals that the conversation frame has shifted toward defense, distrust, or loss of control. Flip the Script suggests that arguing tends to validate the objection as the main issue, giving it more weight and moving you into a subordinate role. The alternative is to respond in ways that keep authority and calm while inviting the other person to reconsider their stance without feeling pressured. This includes acknowledging concerns without conceding the core value of your idea, redirecting toward decision criteria, and reframing what is being compared. The book also explores how to avoid being trapped into false choices such as price versus value or speed versus quality by broadening the perspective to outcomes and opportunity cost. Readers are encouraged to prepare for predictable pushback and to see objection handling as part of conversation design rather than improvisation under stress. The benefit of this approach is that it can preserve relationships and momentum, particularly in negotiations and internal meetings where winning the argument can still lose the long-term support you need to execute. Lastly, applying the method in real life, meetings, negotiations, and influence at work beyond individual tactics, the book aims to help readers build a repeatable influence style that travels across contexts. The same dynamics show up in performance discussions, cross-functional planning, client pitches, fundraising conversations, and even personal relationships. Someone must decide, someone fears being controlled, and someone wants their perspective respected. Klaff's broader message is that your idea competes not just with other ideas, but with the listener's desire for certainty, simplicity, and status safety. By preparing frames, choosing language that signals confidence, and using questions to co-create the path forward, you can increase the odds that stakeholders adopt your plan and advocate for it. The book encourages readers to practice these skills deliberately, because in the moment, people default to habits like over-explaining, defending, or seeking reassurance. This topic ties the concepts together into an operational mindset. Influence is a craft that improves with rehearsal, reflection, and strategic intent. For readers who routinely need alignment from skeptical peers or busy executives, the value lies in having tools that work when attention is scarce and stakes are high. In conclusion, this book is best for professionals who must win agreement without formal authority. Founders pitching investors, sales and business development leaders, product managers driving stakeholder alignment, executives negotiating resources, and anyone who often hears sounds good but no. It is also useful for readers who feel they have strong ideas yet struggle to get traction because conversations become defensive or stall in endless objections. The benefit to the reader's life is practical. Better outcomes in meetings, clearer confidence under pressure, and fewer situations where you over-explain or argue your way into a weaker position. By focusing on frames, question-based guidance, and resistance reduction, the approach can improve both persuasion and relationships because it aims to preserve the other person's autonomy while still moving toward a decision. Compared with many persuasion books that lean heavily on general psychology or ethical theory, Klaff offers a tactical playbook shaped by real-world deal dynamics and high-stakes conversations. That makes it worth buying if you want techniques you can apply immediately in your next negotiation, pitch, or difficult alignment meeting, especially when logic alone has not been enough to move people. If you would like to support Oren Klaff, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.